And welcome everyone to your Wild Soul Reflection. I am Nate Ruth, your host. I'm a deep diver in the insight systems of astrology. I take a look at the cards, I look at the numbers. I often bring sound and music into my connections. What I am doing is recording a series of short mini episodes, which I'm calling The Journey to the Equinox. This particular episodic series was much inspired by my friend Bindi Shaw at Letters to My Soul. Each season, she has been offering themes that encourage us to move toward the new season. Right now, through her Soul Whispers 2024, we're moving toward the spring equinox. And so for the last 2 days, starting with the theme of seeds, and if you've listened to my podcast from yesterday, I talked about wisdom. And today, we're going to get into the word renew. Renew really does offer us a real feeling and picture of spring. In fact, when the word renew came up, it took me into that proverbial rabbit hole, and I started being mindful and aware of all kinds of words. For example, I've started equating spring with reignite, reset, remember, reconnect. And we could go on and on in terms of all the re words. What does re mean? Well, my definition is that it brings us into something, brings us together. Brings in terms of what I'm talking about, it's bringing our mind, body, spirit, our connection with nature, our connection with others. It's bringing us together. When I'm looking at the word renew, I am putting it forth in terms of a new focus, new inspiration. Because as we move toward this spring, what does spring elicit in our images, in our inner world? Something coming into being. Now, renew, as I was sitting and reflecting, is about recognizing a feeling, particularly as it is associated with spring, renew. Brings another word, recognizing that surging innate feeling that actually happens to everyone. Many people don't notice it, but it is an innate part of being who we are. This ability to feel that sense of needing a renewed growth in terms of life direction. Isn't it ironic that we often talk about doing spring cleaning, which is a type of renewal? We want to freshen our environments, our physical environments, but it goes further than that. We often have a feeling that we want to renew ourselves in terms of our emotional, psychological, and spiritual outlook on life. In many instances, we create rituals and ceremonies around the seasonal change. Spring, in particular, seems to engender this feeling of wanting something new. We often create our own springtime rites Within this renewing is once again a feeling of optimism, of needing to expand. If we really connect closely, we sense our own wildness with nature, that primal aspect that is deep within our hearts and our souls. For example, you go out in nature, and I would encourage you, I would encourage everybody, if you have an opportunity, go and notice a rushing river that has been open to the winter rains and the snow that has melted and has gone into that river, and that river is rushing to the ocean. And that kind of feeling of that river rushing to the sea is within us also. It's an energy. Now, we're coming very quickly upon, because when I'm recording this, like I said, this is my third episode, and the new moon in Pisces is an extra, in fact, it's an extraordinary time because this is a super moon. As even though we can't see the new moon, it is a super new moon. Pisces is the sign of both, is a paradox of both endings, and at the same time, with the new moon, we can create intentions, new intentions, new seeds for growth, for springing into our own personal change. This whole idea of renew is reconnecting with what you value within yourself. This becomes an essential part of what spring is all about. It gives us an opportunity to communicate to ourselves about this inherent energy that is within our being. The Pisces vibration signals from nature because it represents the water, it represents the deep emotional feelings. It gives us an opportunity to take a look at the situations, the circumstances, the relationships, and the ways that don't support us anymore. This renewal springtime energy gives us a chance to claim the greatness that is within each person. Make no mistake about it, we get lots of static about this one may have more, this one may be more, but those are the illusions. Those are the shadow aspects of what the sign of Pisces means. And so as we move into this renewal with spring, it becomes very important to release the illusions. Because if we release the illusions, what we find is our lives flow in greater measure. So I'm going to wrap this up because that was my agreement to keep these within 10 to 12 minutes. Here are some descriptions of this energy for this new moon in Pisces. Find where in your chart you have the creative, artistic, heart-centered, spiritual, visionary feeling, cosmic soul seeker that understands that all things are connected in a unified way. Take a moment and sit with that inner you, that wild, creative self. Let yourself spring into the mystical and at the same time have fun creating with the practical. So I want to wish you a happy new moon in Pisces as you move forward into your spring. Let your spring guide your way and renew you. Thank you for listening. And definitely, from my heart to your heart, I send you much love, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.